Jesus.
Praise
Thank
the Lord.
Thank you, blessed Lord Jesus.
You see the world falling Hallelujah, apart on every Jesus. Side. Don't never let go Thank of His you, hand. Jesus. And He is the Word. Don't let go of this Word. Don't let go of the truth of God. Stay with it with all your heart. It'll get you through. Amen. You don't have to worry about that breaking or faltering. It's true. It's held the test of time. Amen. And God has given it to us freely in this end time. Thank the Lord. Open your Bibles with me this afternoon to 2 Kings chapter 5. Praise the Lord. Just love Him with all my heart. He's the apple of my eye. That's right. Hallelujah. If by earthly friends forsaken. That's right. Don't just grow closer to the Lord all the time. So I'm going to tell you right now, if you do love them friends, you ain't going to help them unless you get closer to the Lord. That's right. There ain't nobody praying for them but you. That's right. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. 2 Kings chapter 5. We'll start at verse 1. If you're there, can you say amen this morning?
Amen.
I think we're close. Amen. There we go. Now Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master and honorable because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. And he was also a mighty man in valor, but he was a leper. I just called that right there. Assyrians want to get victory. Well, they ought to come back to the Lord then. It worked then. That's right. And the Syrians had gone out of companies and brought away captives of the land of Israel, a little maid. And she waited on Naaman's wife. And she said unto her mistress, Would God my Lord were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would recover him of his leprosy. And one went in and told his Lord, saying, Thus and thus said the maid that is of the land of Israel. And the king of Syria said, Go, and I will send a letter unto the king of Israel. And he departed and took with him 10 talents of silver and 6,000 pieces of gold and 10 changes of raiment. And he brought the letter to the king of Israel, saying, Now when this letter is come unto thee, behold, I have therewith sent Naaman my servant to thee, that thou mayest recover him of his leprosy. And it came to pass, when the king of Israel had read the letter, that he rent his clothes and said, Am I God to kill and to make alive, that this man doth send unto me to recover a man of his leprosy? Wherefore consider, I pray you, and see how he seeketh a quarrel against me. And it was so, when Elisha, the man of God, had heard that the king of Israel has rent his clothes, that he sent to the king, saying, Wherefore hast thou rent thy clothes? Let him come now to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel.
Amen.
Like to preach this afternoon, taking up the challenge. Taking up the challenge. Let's bow our heads together. Hallelujah. Do you have a need you'd like to lift to Him as we approach His Word? God bless each one. God sees your hands and He knows your heart. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for gathering the saints together today. Thank you, Lord, for your promised word that it never fails. That if two or three of us would gather together in your name, that you would be in our midst, Lord. And we already feel your spirit here. We know through the word that this is Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Lord God, may you come in our hearts and rid us of all the things of the world. Help us to grow closer to you. May we never let go of your hand and just love you with all our hearts. Give you in praise that's due your name. Thank you so much, Lord, for everything you've done for us. Thank you for the desire to be in the house of God. But we pray that your spirit now will take the preeminence in the service. Take the words off these pages and bring it to manifestation here in this room, that it would deliver us from any captivity of the devil, that, Lord, you would be glorified in our lives. Heal every sickness that's here. Save every lost one. Deliver every captive, Lord, and be glorified, we pray. We give you all the preeminence. We open up every door, every window, every closet, and say, Lord, have your way in our lives. We ask it to be so. In the name above all names, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen, amen. You may be seated this afternoon. What a mighty God we serve. What a true and living God. I'm so happy that I don't have to worship an idea. I don't have to worship something that I gotta keep straight and think about it and make sure it's logical. I'm glad I've met someone that I know is all powerful, that I know is all knowledgeable, that I didn't have to get it secondhand. But I've met this God, Brother Roy, and He's true. He's what He says He is. He is the Word of God, and He never lost a battle yet. Amen. I've seen Him heal every sickness I can think of. I've seen Him deliver people from every disease, every captivity of the devil. And I've heard every person with every excuse that they're gonna that can't get delivered. I'm here to tell you, I've already seen a witness that you can. Amen. And if you need most of those, it's this guy back here. That's right. God can save me. He can save anyone. If God can give me the Holy Ghost, He can give it to anyone. If God can make a way for you to serve Him, He did it for me. He can do it for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Taking up the challenge. Now we come into a mostly familiar part of Scripture here, Naaman. We understand I could keep reading the story here. He eventually listens to the Word of God. He doesn't like the way it comes. But look, Elisha knew where he stood. I want the Bible to read Andrew Kressel, man of God. Amen. That's a testimony I want. Don't call me nothing else. I want to be known. I don't want to be known as a preacher. I don't want to be known as a church member. I don't want to be known as a message believer. I want to be known as a man of God.
Amen.
Amen. And Elisha had that reputation. Glory to God. Even to so much that some maid, we don't know who this is, but there was a slave. She was a slave to Naaman's wife. That's right. And she heard about a man with leprosy. And oh, would to God we could just get this man to a message church. Woo! Hallelujah. Oh, to God, we can only get this to the word of the hour. Then you wouldn't have to have your leprosy. You wouldn't have to be in pornography. You wouldn't have to smoke your cigarettes. You wouldn't have to drink your alcohol. You wouldn't have to be depressed every day of your life. You wouldn't have to make excuses why you're not happy. If you could only come to the truth, let them see that there's a prophet in Israel. Hallelujah. Now the religious man in Israel didn't have the testimony that Elisha did. He received the same word, the same challenge, fell on the ears of the man who should have had faith to believe. But just because he was a king, just because he had a relationship with the so-called people of God, that's right. Though he had a God-given office, he still didn't have faith and he knew God would not honor him. So when he saw leprosy, when he saw sin in the church, when he saw sickness approach the children of God, he had no answer. He said, what, am I God? I've heard that excuse anymore these days. Oh, we'll pray for it, but we don't know if you'll get well or not. Am I God to know? Well, if you had a revelation, you'd know what you really are as a children of God. You are a part of God. That's right. And yes, the Spirit has revealed to us in this day that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And when Jesus saw lepers, He healed them.
Amen.
Even 9 ungrateful, backslidden believers, He still could heal them.
Yes.
Amen. As the prophet told us, unbelief didn't disturb Jesus' ministry a bit. He went right on going. So that goes out the door. I'm so tired of hearing that. Oh, if it wasn't for these people, we'd have a revival. If we could get some, you know, these unbelievers out of here, we'd be doing all right. No, sir. If you got the real word, I'll tell you where it'll push the unbeliever out the door. Yes, it will. And it will still heal the sick. It'll still save the lost. And it still fills with the Holy Ghost. Come to the message. Come to God's message, not this denomination we come up with. I'm talking about the word of the hour. And let me prove to you, there's still a God in the church. There's still a prophet amongst the believers. That's right. Hallelujah. What's the problem? Too many of us are so focused on the challenge of the hour that we just get like the king of Israel. We've got every excuse in the book why we can't overcome this thing and why we can't overcome that and why there's just no way to serve God the way the prophet said. It's just too hard these days. That was 50 years ago. I've heard people say that from the pulpit. I know Brother Branham said that, but that was 50 years ago, so we got to kind of update that. Well, that's why you ain't getting nowhere.
Amen.
That's right. If we need to update the message, you need to update your Bible a whole lot more because this stuff was written 2,000 years ago. Well, we've got a revelation. And if you're a real believer, we don't need to change nothing. God brought us what we needed, and if you'll just eat it, it will supply your needs.
Amen.
Take up the challenge already and believe God.
Amen.
The king of Israel, he fretted, he stewed. He said, it's too hard. He said, I don't know what to do. If he just would have known that I'm a child of Abraham, that I have a promise that we shall possess the gates of the enemy, that my God is the God that heals all infirmities. Then he would have been all right. He wouldn't have had to get all worked up and have a big emotional time. Have a big hoorah, but no faith involved. Get a big emotional experience. Go out just twice backslid as you were before you came. Come on now. That's what happens to too many of us. You can't just get emotional. You got to really repent. And repent requires faith, and repenting requires obedience. That's right. You have to fully obey the Word. Not in yourself, but the Spirit that God gives you will obey the Word. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Some more people need to actually get the Holy Ghost and quit getting ideas about the Holy Ghost. Amen. That's right. That's all most people have. I'm sorry. I just watched it too many times. I can't overcome this. You need to get a real Holy Ghost. There ain't no I can't in the church of the living God. It's He already did. He whipped the devil. He beat him so bad that he spoiled principalities and powers. He went down to the devil himself. Somebody hear me today. And kicked him right in the face. Said, give me them keys of pornography. Give me them keys of TV. Give me those keys of things of the world. I'm unlocking every door and I'm setting my children free. Hallelujah. To take on the whole armor of God, 1962. What good does it do to give you canary bird vitamins and make him have good strong wings and keep him in a cage? That's what they do when they tell these people. Feed them all kinds of vitamins of this, that, and the other. And the first thing you know, tell them the days of miracles is past. You're penned up in something down there, down here. It's a lie. Christ is the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. God knowed it would take the baptism of the Holy Ghost to prove His latter-day signs. That's right. He knew to be an effective witness. Now listen to this. Like our gracious friend, I don't call his name but because it's not proper. This is going on tape. But a precious friend, a good brother, that's the kind that goes down in Sodom that I told you the other night. When he was in India, you know who I'm talking about, and you might know too if you know the quotes. He names this man in other quotes, but listen now. That Indian bishop challenged him there that there's no such a thing as Christ. It was a man-made religion. He said, I'll get 30 people on this side of sick, and you take 30 on that side. I'll heal one every time you heal one. And your Bible teaches that it'll heal. And this certain evangelist said, days of miracles is past. He wouldn't do such a thing as that. I think like Elijah said one time, why didn't you send? If you didn't have the faith to do it, there's plenty of them here that does have it. Oh, brother, I might have been defeated, but I'd never let that infidel stand there or that unbeliever make fun of the Word of God. If I'd had to go down in defeat, I'd have went down trusting the Word of God. Like the Hebrew children said, our God's able to deliver us from this fire. But however, we'll never bow to these creeds. That's right. You need the Holy Ghost to press out there. Why didn't he say that when he was in India? Why didn't he say that when the blind man come up right before King Nehru there and come up before the people and testified of being totally blind in a Methodist seminar and was healed and made perfect on the platform? They know what to challenge and what not to. Certainly do. They think they got a chance. And the devil had worked this situation. I believe that with all my heart. He got Israel all in a big hoopla. He got the pastor doubting everything there in Israel, didn't he? He got the king saying, we just can't do this. We're all dead. Look, and they even made up a big conspiracy story. Unbelief will do that a lot of times. It'll make you bring up all kinds of conspiracies out of the pastor, out of the evangelist, out of this minister, that they said that because they talked about me. They're just conspiring against me. That's why he preached. Well, I know it's in the Bible anyways, but I know Brother Bram did say that, but why did he say it that service? Because the Holy Ghost knows what you need the service that you get here. Amen. Amen. And the king of Israel had said, oh my, what's happened? He didn't say this was a time to glorify God. He said, oh look, the king of Syria is trying to come up with something to come kill us all. Pastor only wants us all dead. He ain't trying to help nobody. That's why he always preaches on me and nobody else. Brother, sister, I think if I took a vote, we'd all say Brother Andrew's preached on you at least a dozen times. Amen. And if I could say it, I'm not the pastor. I don't want to be my pastor. I wish we had a better pastor. Hallelujah. You might not believe that, but look, I'm me. I understand this. And I go through the same things you do. I have the same faults and failures that you do. I hope you have the same ones as me and the Holy Ghost, not out there in the world now. Come on. But I've learned to never back down on the Word of God. I don't care what I've gone through. I don't care what I've done or what somebody else is doing. It doesn't matter to me if Bishop so-and-so can't believe God's Word. Lord, if there's somebody that'll believe it, I'll do it.
Amen.
It's not telling them to knock down and say, let them come in here and call us all kinds of names and make fun of the Word of God and say there ain't nothing to it. Stand on it. That's right. You say, what if it's getting defeated? Be like the Hebrew children. I don't care if that fire burns me up every step of the way. I will not succumb to the pressures of the devil.
Amen.
Christ paid His life for me. I'll give it back for Him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Too many times, that's how we look at our trials. We're already defeated before we even get there. We never take the second thought that God allowed this to get glory out of it.
Right.
Amen. If some of you took the, if I took the approach some of you do about sickness, you wouldn't have a preacher this morning. Woke up with a blasting headache this morning at 6 o'clock. Didn't get to bed till about midnight. I was like, man, I'm tired. Though by the time I got feeling better, guess who else is up? Brother Andrew had been asleep for about 5-6 hours tonight. But you know what? That's all right. Because there's a God in Israel. If I need strength, He'll give me the strength. If He don't, I'm still going to serve Him anyways, devil. You might as well just get used to me saying amen and hallelujah. Because if I'm serving seed, I'm going to be the worst one I've ever been on earth. That's right. I'm going to believe God. I'm going to trust God. I'm going to pray to God. I'm going to give His word to anybody that will receive it. Call me serpent seed all you want, devil. But I'm going to just be a bad one then. Amen. I think Timmy Kimmy, I might have stole that from him. He said that one time. Devil told him that. He said, you're serpent seed. Well, that might be true, devil. But I'm the worst one you ever seen. Amen. And if you want to stay here while I'm praising the Lord, go ahead. I'll tell you right now, he just walked right out the door. He won't stay too long. Amen. What is it time for? It's time for us as the true believers. I trust you really believe this thing. I trust you believe this is the end time. I trust you believe that God didn't lead us to die. But He brought us just like the Hebrew children. He'll meet us right there at the door of the fire. And we won't even smell like the world. We won't even look like them. That's right. I don't care how pressures get in, how it creeps into message churches. There was only 4 believers left. But praise God, those were the most 4 genuine guys that ever walked the earth.
Amen.
And Lord, if there's only going to be 4 left, Lord, I raise my hands. I'll be one of them.
Amen.
We're coming to a showdown in this church, brother, sister. It's the end time, and the pressure's coming on. And it's not like what people think, but when it came to worship the idol, and there was 3 guys still standing, you had to have real courage. You had to be able to have real faith in what you were saying. The days of bluffing it were over. Because the king decreed, if you don't bow down and worship this, if you don't stay home from church, skip this and skip that and not read your Bible and not pray and not worry about anyone else, just worry about you. If you don't do that, I'll give you trials.
Uh-huh.
I'll give you temptations. People making deals with the devil every day don't even know it.
Yeah.
You know what? He'll give you good health as long as you serve Him.
Yeah.
The devil ain't after, He's got you.
Yeah.
We'll say that one more time. If the devil ain't after, He's got you. But the Lord always gives you a way out. That's right. Anytime. Now, that's the thing. Is we keep rising in the Lord. That's what's supposed to happen. And the devil keeps trying to rise his. But every time he does, God raises the standard. That's right. And you're never going to get you as long as you stay with the Word. Amen. It's time for the children of God to recognize that the devil's trying to bluff us. That's all he's doing. That's why he gets so much unbelief on the children. He's trying to bluff you to think that he's still got power. He's got deception, sure. Don't underestimate Satan's deception. If you approach Satan without the Holy Ghost, he will deceive you.
Amen.
The Bible said if God didn't shorten these days, He'd deceive the whole world. So look, He doesn't have real power. I hope you understand. But He's a master of deception.
Yes.
Oh my, He knows how to line up quotes to get you to disbelieve. He knows how to get your scriptures to reason with something that you know you're convicted about in your heart, but you can just go ahead and bypass that and work this thing and say, oh, see, it's okay.
Sure.
Like I heard a man say, you know, I know Brother Branham said we ought to be at church every service, but you know, Brother Branham go on vacation, go hunting for a month or two. Do you think we went to church every time? Brother, sister, come on now. We got more spiritual knowledge than that. Amen. You ain't preaching 9 months out of the year every single day, going to India and going across the world, and then need a little break once in a while. If we only knew the sacrifice that Brother Branham gave, it would just shut us up. I tell you what, there wouldn't be another whimpering and complaining in this room. If you realize, look, he didn't just sacrifice. He sacrificed his church to do it. Come on. He started the Branham Tabernacle and he gave it to do what God called him to do. He gave up being a real father, a real close father to his children. Yes, he did. I remember, I think it was Joseph Branham said one time, he said he began to hate people because they took his daddy away from him. That was hard. But look, when God calls you to do something, you do it. Amen. Amen. Imagine being his wife. Yeah. Oh my, we're just going to bring it today. I ain't never heard so much bickering among message women as I heard anymore. It's just all the time. And I'm telling you right now, a woman, God's prophet's wife, one time got upset, slammed the door and said, "You raise him then." Because he was telling her, like, maybe you're just doing that a little hard. Maybe just be a little more patient. He said, look, this man's been gone for months. And comes back and tells you how to raise the kids. That's right. And look, she almost died for that. And if that was a made-up story, sure, you could argue. But that is our witness in this day. Don't you resist it, sister. You give your heart over and say, Lord, soften me according to your word. You will not be received with a brute spirit and a woman. That's right. God don't call you to that. And he don't call men to be women drivers either. Brother Branham loved his family. Yes, he did. He was doing what was best for him because of the Spirit of God told him to go somewhere. His family would have been a lot worse if he didn't obey. And he learned that. He lost a wife and child for not obeying. That's right. And I've learned the same thing. You do what God says. And it can be the simplest thing. But look, I'm trying to preach what I have here. But look, don't bag talk, sis. You ain't going to like that. Laodicea don't like that. It says, if you're right, tell them off. If you're right, stick for your rights. But a lamb gives up his rights. Why? For the word. And again, ain't none of you had trials like Sister Meaty did. No, your husband ain't been gone for months on end. And every time he came home, the phone was just a-ringing all the time. People come to the door knocking any hour of the day to come see him. Hallelujah. Even my wife don't have to deal with that. She actually gets me probably more than most of the husbands around here do. Praise God. That was all free today, brother, sister. It's time for us to recognize the word is the absolute. Amen. Take up the challenge and say it's too hard. That just shows you ain't got the faith you say you do. That's right. You're bluffing. And here's the thing. The devil can call a bluff. Oh my, don't you question that. You know why? Because he knows how to do it. So you ain't going to come up with something that the devil ain't already come up with himself. He's already learned how to hide from everybody but God.
Amen.
That's right. You're going to tell me you're going to pull one over on him? No, you won't. You better have real, true, genuine faith of the Holy Ghost. Or don't take the challenge up. You're going to burn up and die. That's right. It's just like Brother Ram said, what good would it do for a hawk to try to follow an eagle up? He ain't built for it. He ain't got the strength. He's going to disintegrate. He's going to try to get up there and he's just going to go blind and think, well, I guess we do have two souls. I guess Brother Branham is coming back. Come on, that's what's happened. Sure. You need to backtrack and make sure that I've got what I say I got. Because if it can't handle the pressures, you're lying to yourself.
Amen.
But I'm a witness. I'm a witness, brother, sister. When you got the true, genuine baptism of the Holy Ghost, he defends his word. He's never been defeated. He never will be. Take the challenge and believe God.
Amen.
Amen. Listen to this now. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. 1961. I stood in the foreign fields with the Quran in one hand of the Mohammedan religion, which is one of the greatest in the world, and with a book of Buddha and a Bible in this hand and say, somebody's got to be wrong. There's too much difference. Somebody's got to be right if there is a God. Now let's prove and see which one is right. Do you have that relationship with God that you can prove to somebody, I can show you which God's the real one?
Amen.
Amen. That's right. You don't go looking for fights, but fights will come to you.
Yeah.
And if you buckle down under the pressure, God gets no glory out of that. All you do is convince them, you ain't no different than me.
Yeah.
That's right. Just buckle down, do the things of the world. That's all right. Tell dirty jokes. Kick around with the boys. Ain't no big deal. Yeah, it is. You just tainted your testimony. That's right. Don't do it, brother, sister. You stay with the Word. Maybe we won't be screaming too much, but hey, I don't really care about that. I'm accountable to God. I think of when Ezekiel came, we talked about it a little bit last night, and the Holy Spirit told him, he said, I've set you as a watchman. He said, when you see sin coming to those people, you tell them about it. And if you won't, I'll hold that sin to you. And look, you might say that's just the preacher, but God has called the bride to be His witness in the last days. Amen. Look, I can't go witness to your family. You need to. I can't witness to your coworkers. You need to. I can't witness to your children as much as we'd like to. You are their witness of Jesus Christ. Amen. And how many people have we seen in this message that are leaving because their parents didn't show them the real God? They showed them religion. They showed them quotes. They showed them pictures. They showed them ideas. But they could never demonstrate that God in their lives.
Amen.
I thank God I've seen too much to be able to doubt Him now.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You can't talk somebody. You couldn't talk Moses out of the fire. He met Him.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Glory to God. I hope you've had that experience. I got real quiet. I wonder if some of us don't know or not. Well, it's time to find out.
Amen.
Tomorrow might not get here. You might be holding off thinking, oh, no. Take the challenge.
Yes.
Take the challenge now. God will identify Himself.
Amen.
Look, let me keep reading now. Well, let's see. And let's prove and see which one is right. Don't never be afraid to bring into the Word of God to a showdown. He will always be there. And so just have faith and believe Him. Don't try to add something or take something from it. Just believe it the way it's written and say, it's that way.
Amen.
Well, I need to make sure I can explain it. And you know, they call that apologetics is what they call it. Yeah, it's just apologies. That's really what they need to call it. Sorry that our doctrine offended you. Here's why it's true. And sorry that this is... Apologetics don't get nobody saved.
Amen.
Dynamics get people saved.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Yeah, that's a good one. I might use that later on. We don't need apologetics. We need dynamics. He was always, or so don't be afraid to bring into the Word of God to a showdown. He will always be there, and so just have faith and believe. Don't try to add something or take something from it. Just believe it that way. It's written and say it's that way. Then believe that without a shadow of doubt, and God's obligated. If you truly believe it, not make believe it. Now, He won't bluff. Satan's not a bluff. He says he is a bluff, but if he can bluff you, he will do it. See, that's the thing. Satan, he will fight if you'll let him. But you go call his bluff, so you back off now. But if you're bluffing, he'll call it. You say, oh, yeah, and look, I've done it too. Oh, Lord, don't let me do this sin. Don't let me do it. Don't let me do it. The whole time he's convicting me, just get rid of her.
Yeah.
That's right. Just dump her and serve me. That's what he told me. And I said, no, Lord, help me. Look, Satan called that bluff. That's right. Yes, he will. Oh, Lord, take the TV out. But, you know, I kind of just love it still. You know, I just go to my neighbors when I can. Like I said, Brother Ronnie, I just don't have a big enough pulpit yet. Satan's not a bluff. He is a bluff, but if he can bluff you, he will do it. But when you come with genuine faith, he knows whether you're bluffing or not. Hallelujah. He knows, like the devils did when Jesus showed up. Look, they had tried to cast out. I got a quote. I guess that's where I'm getting that from. They tried to cast out an epileptic boy. The disciples had the power to do it, but no faith to do it. Amen. Jesus said, I give you power. Go do it. And that just goes to show that faith is what you need. Faith is what moves mountains, not even power. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And they tried. And Peter come. I'm going to read it. I know I got it somewhere. Oh, it's the rest of this quote. Maybe I should just kept reading. When the disciples was given power to heal the sick, 10 days after later, we find them defeated on an epileptic case. And I imagine Peter saying, wait, I'll show you how I done it at Capernaum. And the other one saying, I'll show you how I did it. And none of them could make this demon leave the child. But when Jesus came and the Father went to see Jesus and he said, I've brought him to your disciples and they could do nothing for him. And I've brought him to you. He said, I can if you believe. For all things are possible to them that believe. And the child went into the hardest fit it ever had. Oh, I know I'll be delivered, but all of a sudden it just hurts so bad this morning. I'll just stay home from church and I'll get prayed for. Yeah. Right. Is there not a God in Israel? Amen. Hallelujah. Is there not a prophet in the land of Israel? Isn't there a man who can heal leprosy?
Yes.
I ain't talking Brother Andrew, and I'm not talking Brother Branham for you bunch of Branhamites. I'm talking Jesus. Amen. It's still here. It shows you've got a disconnect somewhere. You're coming to church for prestige or a man or for fellowship. We come to meet with God. And if God be God, who can be against us? Who? What devil can stay in His presence? He can't. He leaves. He flees. He cowers. He's a wimp. Call His bluff with genuine faith and watch healing happen. Watch God give you the fire of your soul that you so long for. Amen. You won't get it outside of church. I'll tell you that right now. Because you're out there all convicted.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are. If you'll be honest, you know that's true. You think there it's 7 o'clock, you know, or it's 12 or whatever. And you're sitting there going, oh my. Yeah. Oh my, they'd be singing right now. Yeah. Here I am. Oh, about 10, 15, 10. Oh, he'd be preaching. Man, it'd probably be pretty good. Yeah. Here I am. You know it's true.
Right.
Amen. Hallelujah. I just need the pews filled. If I wanted the pews filled, I'd preach something else.
Yeah,
that ain't. I'm interested in you. I care about you, the real you. I don't care about your feelings so much. I care about your soul.
Yeah.
That's right. And you can give all the unbelief and doubt you want to. It ain't going to help you. You can fight tooth and nail. I've had people, and I say this for the glory of God, not for mine, but I've had people challenge me, and every time they do, something bad happens to them. Because it's not me you're coming against like you think it is. It's Him. It's the Word that you're getting offended by. Had a man think that somebody preached something wrong, I confronted him, said, no, it wasn't. Man's in all kinds of nonsense, things of the world. It just don't work right. Had another guy, you know, I remember we had a quarrel of some sort, you know. I don't want to go into too much details, but a minister got up, it was a guest minister that Sunday, and said, we're about to take communion things, and if you're not right, then you're going to get sick. I believe that. That's what communion says. If you've got bitterness in your heart and all these things, you're going to get sick. That's why many are sick and many are weak and many sleep and all those things. That if you're here for communion, you would have learned that last night again. But if you weren't, you didn't hear it. That's all right. Well, it isn't, but you should have been. Praise the Lord. See, we got real quiet, but that's okay. It's still the Word. I'm still going to say it because I love you too much not to.
Amen.
Amen. This man, I took the challenge. I did. I went right to communion and said, Lord, if there's any God in my heart, I've made it all right. I ain't mad at this brother. I do not care. I'm complex. I ain't trying to destroy nobody. I just want to serve you, and I'm going to stay true to the Word. And I took communion and said, Lord, if I'm wrong, let me get me sick. Get me so deathly sick that I know I've done something wrong, and I'll go make it right. Ain't nothing happened. But the man that I thought that I guess they thought was doing right, he was sicker than a dog, and he almost died. He said he was just so sick he couldn't hardly take it. He said, "You just trying to brag?" No, I'm just telling you. Don't bluff the devil.
Amen.
If you got gall in your heart, it's coming out.
Yes.
We're at manifesting time, but the bride won't be afraid to take the challenge because she knows she's not trusting herself anyways. She knows in whom. Not often, in whom I have believed. I believe in the Son of Man. I'm a part of Him. Come on, devil. What do you got?
Amen.
It ain't as good as this. That's all I know. You can bring all the depression, all the pressures of life. I don't care, Satan. I've still got a banner raised to the name of Jesus Christ. I'll still put a picture of the cloud. I'll still put a picture of the pillar of fire. I still believe it because I see it.
Yes.
Amen.
And the same one that identified with God's prophet still identifies with His children today.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. 1 Peter 4:12. Listen now, beloved, think it not strange during the fire of trials, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. What? Naaman leper coming to me? What? What a strange thing is happening. See, once you know that you're really in a relationship with God and God is God, you begin to realize nothing happens by chance. God is not surprised. And if people to a lot of people treat Laodicea like a big surprise. Didn't see this coming. I didn't know all these people were going to leave the message. That day will not come unless there's a great falling away. I didn't know I would have to deal with reasons and doubts and things on the internet that look really good, like Brother Rand was really wrong here. Hope that offends you, because that's Look, you don't talk down any. Look, even somebody in the world, we name all those guys. If your ministry's wrapped up defeating them and telling how bad they are, you're not a servant of God. Jesus didn't do that. He didn't just spend time just blasting everybody all the time. But when a bunch of hypocrites showed up and wanted him to preach the word, he said, okay, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites. Because, you know, you tithe them in, cut them, and you forget judgment, mercy, and everything else. That's right. You devour a widow's house and won't give somebody $5. That's right. He said, you're a bunch of hypocrites. But that wasn't his message. His message was, repent. The kingdom of heaven's at hand. Come into the kingdom.
Amen.
To where he said, you bunch of Pharisees, you've heard me preach more than anyone else. But the prostitutes and the harlots will go in before you. And the publicans is what Jesus said. Why though? Not because they stayed harlots and publicans, but because they believed the word that was preached and received it. And you bunch of just dealing back and forth. Tell me how I'm wrong, how this is wrong, how you got this right. And you've never proved me wrong yet. That was Jesus now. He said, you know, he's like, fine. You guys ask me all these questions. I'm answering them all. Let me ask you one. The Messiah, is he Christ or is he David's son or not? He made it sound like it was the easiest question in the world. And it was because he was the Word. And the Word always has the answer.
Amen.
Amen. Some strange thing happened. Lord, I just don't understand why this would happen. But Elisha wasn't afraid. Elisha said, bring him here. And I'll show him he'll get healed. But look, even his message wasn't popular. He went to Naaman and said, look, go to that money Jordan over there. Go to the Maumee River. I know you're big shot, prestige, president, CEO, whatever you are. That's what he said. He was captain of the host. Go over there, not one time and kind of get your feet a little wet. No, dip all the way in. 7 times. And you'll get better. And he said, the Bible says he got really mad. He was furious. Why? Because, you know, and I could read it to you, but I'll just paraphrase. He said, I thought the man of God would come. And he'd smite his hands together and say, leprosy, go forth. And I'd be healed. Why? Because he had a denominational thought of what God looked like. And I hope you don't still have it too. Because God looks like a man that's got a tie on and wears pants and preaches the word and spits all over his iPad. That's right. And God looks like people in the congregation that love the Lord and raise their hands and don't worry about nobody else. Just want to worship God and love on Him. That's right. They struggle through life, sure, but they got something to give God, and that's praise. Amen. That's what God looks like. God defeats diseases when little kids come forward and have to pray for you because you're too stuck up to come up and get prayer yourself. Amen. I don't mind. Sometimes I have Dawson pray for me. He's got more faith than I do for something.
Amen. That's right.
Oh, you can't say that. You're a preacher. Okay. Sorry about that. Look at that. See, that just got shown you. God just spits all over himself. Trying to take a drink of water. Look, everybody's got this idea that Jesus was so pristine and perfect and humble and this all these things. Everybody just loved him. Really? Is that why they killed him? Is that why he had to hide out and run through the crowd? If it wasn't for the miracle of God, he would have died there too. But he just walked right through the middle of them. That's right. Why? Because he told them, my time's not come. I ain't worried about the challenge of the hour. It's not my time to die yet. I know when I'm supposed to die. And you shouldn't be worried about the pressure of this life. I know I'm leaving soon. I ain't worried about Laodicea. I don't care about the job. I don't care about my house. I'm not invested in that. I'll take care of my little obligations, sure. But when it's all said and done, whatever. I'm leaving. I'm going home to be with the Lord Jesus because the same God that saved me promised to come get me.
Amen, Jesus.
Call the devil's bluff and stand on his word. Amen. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fire trial, which is to try as though some strange thing happened to thee. But rejoice, inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when His glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy. Why? Because as He begins to reveal, you begin to see who you are. You begin to see who He is. And as we spoke on last night, you begin to see you are God's eternal purpose.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
If you be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. For on their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's my desire, brother, sister. God didn't bring us to Laodicea to destroy us. He did it to give us the greatest glory that's ever been bestowed on a people of God since the foundation of the world. Amen. That's why the prophet of God could say, you know, talk about how bad things are, says the worst it's ever been, and yada. And, you know, prostitution and homosexual and abortion, all these things going on. Wars on every side. It's just a terrible place to live. But he said it's the most glorious time for the church.
Yes.
See, you can't be if you're stuck down in this world, you'll never see it. And the people that do see it, you'll think they're crazy. You'll think they're irresponsible, and they're actually probably more responsible than you because they've committed to the Lord. That's right. And you know what? God don't fail. Amen. We're not here to have a picnic. We're here to overcome.
Amen.
Take the challenge, brother, sister. Yes. God is bringing you to where you have to either overcome or succumb.
Yes.
That's it. You'll either triumph in the grace of God or you will buckle under the pressures of this life. And as the squeeze comes, what happens as the squeeze keeps pressing more and more? It begins to squeeze out what you are.
Amen.
And if there ain't a seed in God in there, eventually you squeeze out all that looks like God and you get down to the seed and realize there ain't nothing in there. You don't love the Lord, you don't have no business trying to serve Him.
Right.
That ain't right. What good does that do? I don't want a wife that just serves me out of fear that I'll beat her and kill her. I want a woman that loves me.
Sure,
man. Amen. And if you can't love God just for who He is, you know what? We say, thank you, Lord, for healing me. Thank you for this. I think it's time for once in a while just to us say, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Not because you did anything,
right.
Just because.
Yes.
You're just so glory. I just love you, Lord. I just want on you. You ain't got to pump me up. You ain't got to sing the right song. I don't care. Hit the wrong chord. I'm here to love on the Lord today. Amen. We're in a battle. We're in a warfare. But brother, sister, be a man of God. Be a woman of God. Take the challenge and say, bring them to me. Come on now. Say, look, your dead loved ones are dying. I don't care what you're saying, but they are dying in their sins. And without you witnessing of the grace of God, there's no hope.
Amen.
None. Zero. Hallelujah. But if it was really God, it'd be really easy. Let's run that from Genesis to Revelations. Nope, doesn't show up anywhere. That's right. You show me Easy Street in the Bible. You show me rose petals and no persecution and no overcoming in the Bible for a real child of God. It ain't there. The Old Testament, they had them, and New Testament, they have them. I'll just read what Paul told Timothy. He says, thou for my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things which thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who should be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Now what's the hardness he tells them? It's right here. No man that warreth entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that it may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier.
Right.
When you join the army, your family stays home.
Right.
You don't know if they're going to be all right. You're a soldier.
Yes.
You've been called to be a soldier, so you do what commander says. Yeah, you love your children, and in our day of technology, you can probably contact them and stuff, but we take that all for granted now. That wasn't the case even just 30, 40 years ago.
Right.
No, it wasn't. And even 100 years ago, they didn't have a telephone. You'd write them a letter and get it a month later. That's right, and that's about the same as it was in the Bible. That's right. So when he says that you've been called to go into a strange land, hallelujah, you've been called to be a pilgrim and a sojourner in a land that's not yours, and you're not there to go picnic with them.
Right.
You're not there to go cuddle up and say, let's get ready for the long haul. You're there as a soldier.
Uh-huh.
And the challenge of the hour is, will you buckle under the pressures of this life? Will you buckle in one way or another? Jesus has already said it. He said the good seed went into this ground, that ground, that ground. What was it? Either persecution, or it's just too hard, or my friends don't like me, or it's just I just can't make the bills, and I got to do this, and I got to do that, and I got to leave the word here, I got to leave the word there, and God will never bless that. But give me a soul that'll live destitute, that'll eat soda crackers, that won't worry about driving the best thing in the world, and say, Lord, I'm serving you.
Amen.
God will bless that man. Yes, He will. He never leaves you or forsakes you. No, He won't. He will give you everything you have need of. And I'm so glad that God knows what I have need of, because many times I thought I did, and I did not.
Amen.
Amen. And you think you need easy living, but you need trials. That's the problem. You're getting too doughty and too soft in this life to where you don't recognize that Satan's pulling the wool over your eyes and making you think it's okay that you're not ready for the rapture. You can get ready. Tomorrow. It's okay that you're not really living for God. You're just kind of faking it, going through the emotions.
Right.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And if that stumbles you, there's something wrong with your faith. That's right. Or you're living wrong, you need to repent. Don't look at me for it. I can't help you. Christ can.
Amen.
I'm just preaching what He said. We are to be soldiers of the cross. We're to take the challenge of the hour and say, God, You brought me to this. This is what I'm ordained to do. I know I might have made a mess of things before, but God is never surprised. God brought you to the trial. He brought the leper to you and said, heal him. Hallelujah. And if you had to do it in yourself, I'd be worried too. But see, I've received the Holy Ghost. And I know whatever comes my way, He can overcome.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And Laodicea is no exception. I'm never going to give Laodicea credit. God gave us a message that'll whip Laodicea every day, every minute, every hour, every service, every night, every day. It will destroy the devil's kingdom. But do you listen to it? Do you read it? Do you believe it in the first place? Hallelujah. I told you, I've said this before, but the way some people treat the message and treat church and things, I don't know if you love God or not. I don't know if you really care about it or not. I actually, some people complain so much, I don't even know what attracts you to it. I'm serious. When you just whine and moan about every little thing, you know, people go to a church and they're there just to complain about it. I just don't understand it. It's like, well, if that's all wrong, brother, go somewhere else.
Right.
I've told many men that, well, if that's the way you feel about it, well, I guess you need to go somewhere you can support, brother. And they'll just go right back and just ignore and think, well, this is what God called me to do. No, if He called you to be there, stop whining.
Amen.
I've heard many people say, oh, the Lord told me to do this. And boo-hoo, it's so hard, it's so hard, I don't know why, boo-hoo, boo-hoo. I don't know if the Lord told you to do that or not.
Right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, anyhow.
Amen.
Let me read this. Modern events made clear by prophecy. Enjoying the word this afternoon.
Yes,
most of us. 1965. And so we find out that God does that in every age. God does His own choosing by His own predestinated choosing. Chooses prophets for the things of the, for the age. Fixes His nature, the man's nature, and the man's style of preaching to honor His gift. And all that He does, listen, all that God does is to meet the challenge of that day.
Amen.
God creates that man and sent him.
Amen.
And in His own mind, as I preached the other night, we are the germ, the seed of God. We know that man would, or sorry, He knew that man would be there at that age before there ever was a molecule or light or anything else in the earth.
Yes.
Hallelujah. For you are a gene of your father, and you were in your father, yet your father had no fellowship with you because you was in there, but you knew it not. But you was manifested that you might, that He might fellowship with you. And you being born again, you're born of eternal life. And that's the only form of eternal life, and that's God's life. Zoe, the Greek word Zoe, only form, only one form of eternal life. And then if you are a son or a daughter of God, you are in God all the time. But He knew what bed and time that you'd be planted. So now you're made a creature, a son of God, manifested son or daughter of God to meet the challenge of this hour to vindicate the true and living God of this hour. The message that's coming forth in this time, that's right. You was done there before the foundation of the world. And there is a group of people, there are believers all over this world, not many, but there's a few that are known. They are the sons and daughters of God that when God spread out time, He said, I want you there. Hallelujah. You can't go to Moses' day. You weren't put there. You were put here.
Amen.
And He said, I'll put them there. Why? Because I know that they got the real goods, that they can do it, that they can overcome all the pressures of this life into so much that I'll come down and whisper, come on home.
Amen.
And they'll just walk in faith right up.
Amen.
Right up to the clouds to meet me.
Amen.
There's a group of people who's done making excuses. Amen. And they're done making compromises and saying, well, we can't do this, we can't do that. Look, and you think it's the pastor. We had Brother Colin come here. What did he preach?
Yeah, right.
What this church needs to hear. No compromise, no excuses.
Amen.
Amen. And if you'll just stop making excuses, watch God show up.
Yes.
Watch God show up. I'll tell you, some of us said, Brother Dan, I'm sorry, I'm going to use you here for a minute. That's all right. I wanted to make Brother Dan a trustee about a week after he got here. And I know he's Christian enough to say this. He was missing for this or that or whatever. When we got a revelation to come to church all the time, I said, all right, let's call him to be in an office. Amen. Isn't that right, Brother Dan? That's right. He got a revelation from God. Look, I don't believe in training a man as he's on the job for God. He's built to do it from the ground up. Amen. Amen. And when it's the time and the season, God calls that man to an office. That's right. And look, you might not think you're called to much, but what you're called to is necessary. What you're called to is something that a pastor can't do, a trustee can't do. I can't raise your kids. I can't visit your sick. I can't help your brother, sister, cousin. You're called to do that. But if you whine and complain, it's too hard, boo-hoo, boo-hoo. Don't expect God to show up. But I'm here to blast it across the screens. Take up the challenge. Amen. Say, Lord, it's mine. It's mine inheritance. It's my land. I don't care if there's giants. As God gave me the bear, as God gave me the lion, it'll be the same with this uncircumcised Philistine. And as God came to me and delivered me from the things of the world, delivered me from smoking, drinking, filth and garbage of this life, from being just religious, and gave me a real experience with God, as He's done that, He can save my children.
Amen.
He can save my brother. Hallelujah. He can heal us of these uncurable diseases.
Come on.
Look, too many times, do you understand why diseases spread in churches? Fear. Fear is what does it. It's not the trial. That was from God. God allows that trial. Sure He does. I'm not here to tell Christians don't get sick. We do. It's trials. But what's the point? So God can be glorified when we get healed. Not so we all cower in a corner afraid to touch each other. I'm serious. I've had people tell me that. I remember one time, I think it was a younger sister or something. I'm trying to close. I hope you caught that. I'm trying to just start putting things away. Then I kind of have to eventually. Come at me and said, oh, I went to shake her hand. She said, oh, no, I'm kind of coughing and stuff. I said, give me that. I said, I got more faith than that. God bless you. Yeah. Hallelujah. Some people are afraid to take communion. Think they'll get sick drinking after somebody. Hallelujah. Some people pray to foot wash it. Oh, they might have germs. I don't remember Jesus worried about germs.
That's right.
Actually, He said the exact opposite.
That's
right. Go read your Bible. You might be a germaphobe, but I'm a wordophobe. No, I'm not. I believe the word. I'm an anti-wordophobe. We'll put it that way. I'm afraid of something that ate the word. And Jesus said, remember they asked Him, say, why do your disciples eat with unwashed hands?
Yeah.
Didn't even wash their hands. And we'll snub somebody. Did you see that? They let their children eat without washing their hands. They're not even saved. You got a religious devil, and I'll tell you that right now. I'm not saying we shouldn't do it, and Jesus didn't either. But He's saying, look, first things first. Your heart's deceitfully wicked above all else. It's full of malice and disgustingness. It needs cleaned. Then we'll worry about the hands out here. Lord, give me clean hands. How do you get clean hands? Holified, holy by the blood of the Lamb. Sanctified by the Holy Ghost and empowered by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Do you see the challenge of the hour? Can you see what the devil's brought or what God's allowed the devil? Look, these demons were caged up.
That's right.
Hallelujah. But God, why'd you let them out? I thought you loved me. Yeah, that's what most people are saying. I thought God loved us. Why did I get sick? For the glory of God.
Amen.
Why was this man born blind? Lord, what sin did he do? That's the problem. Too many of us, we have a sin we did.
Right.
And we won't repent.
Yeah.
And then when it finally is just a trial, we don't know how to handle it because it ain't never happened.
Yeah.
We're so busy sowing for what we reap, sowing, reaping, sowing, reaping, sowing, reaping. We don't even know what a real trial is yet. All we know is backsliding.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. Look, you don't get a real trial for doing bad and then reaping for it. You get a real trial when you're doing right and people still don't like you, still don't say good things about you, still talk all manner of evil, still say God's the reason you're sick, Job. We all know you're sinning. We all know what you did wrong. We got it figured out here. And Job said, I've got a clean heart before God. Why? Because I'm not trusting anything I did. I did what God said. That was to put the sacrifice on the altar. And brother, sister, don't never take down the challenge against the devil. You stand on the word. If you've got thus said the Lord, stand there. It said, repent, be baptized, I'll receive the Holy Ghost. Nobody's taking that seal away from me. I'm sealed in. And I don't care what you think's okay out there. The Holy Ghost told me stay over here. The Holy Ghost told me it ain't okay to go to that.
Right.
We got people nowadays think it's okay to paint up to go to football games.
Oh, sure.
If it ain't okay to paint to look like a devil, it ain't okay to paint to go worship one.
Amen.
Look, if that ain't worship, I don't know what worship is. They show up the heathens.
Yeah. That's right.
That's right. We are the most educated heathens that's ever hit the earth. Think we're so smart and so, but man, everybody's got some team, something they identify with, and bless God, they better win or stand in the world.
Right. Yeah.
I already told you about that one. Was it 2 weeks ago? I was out with my brother-in-law's Ohio State lost. Man, it was like the wave of depression walked in the room.
That's right.
Yeah. This is terrible. Who cares?
Yeah.
Why is it going to ruin our birthday party? We're here to have a good time. Now we're all depressed. Some football team we don't even care about, don't even know who they are. They just got the red color on. That's all you know. That's all my son know, the red guys and the white guys.
Yeah.
And you know what? When it's all done, that's all it was.
Yeah.
Some red guys in red shirts, some guys in white shirts, fight around for a little bit. It's over. Nobody cares.
Yeah.
But God's got an eternal purpose.
Yes, sir.
God's got a real battle going on. And look, when you resist that, you're not just, you know, we diminish the victory of Christ in this day. You defeat something like that and you think, well, that was okay, I should have done it. You're doing something that preachers can't do.
That's right.
Hallelujah. I just read in the back of one of my message by the falling apart of the world. It says that every politician will be destroyed and fall apart. And it's like, look, there's preachers don't believe that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I got to vote for whoever now. There's all kinds of them. Trump, Cruz, 50 guys running. I don't know them all because you know why? I voted for Jesus. And I'm sticking with that vote. I don't trust the one of them. And you know what? I was told not to. By the one I do trust, Jesus. That's right. Hallelujah. God has brought us to this end time. Can you visualize that? That God knew. He didn't just know it. He wanted you here. He wanted Job to be the one that stand that trial. Look what he said about him. He said, devil, where you been? I'm closing. Devil, where have you been? I've been searching the whole world. I've been looking to and fro. And
sure,
he said, well, let me tell you something. What about that guy?
Yeah.
What about Job over there? You talked about him? Have you seen anybody so perfect?
Yep.
That's what he said.
That's right.
He said, well, of course. Look what you did.
Uh-huh.
You bless him. You gave him children. You gave him a nice home. You gave him a good job. And you gave him a nice house. That's the only reason he serves you. I said, you sure about that? You sure that's why? Look, God's blessings are great, but look, if that's the reason you serve Him, you won't serve Him forever.
Right.
You would have buckled in the trial of Job. Yes, you did. What did the Bible tell us to do? Remember the patience of Job. Job stayed on the Word. That's one thing. Now, we understand that toward the end, he got a little self-righteous. Yes, he did. But look, he never denied the Word. He said, that sacrifice is good enough. I don't need to do nothing else. That's what it was, and I did it, and I don't understand, and God shouldn't have let this happen. But then he said, whoa, I've said things I shouldn't have said.
Amen. Yes.
Because God came to him.
Yes.
And when God meets a person, you won't be worried about no preachers.
Amen.
You won't be worried about preachers. You'll say, maybe I should just listen to a preacher.
Yes.
This is a lot easier. That would have been a lot easier. I don't know how many of us gone the hard way. Actually, I think all of us just always go the hard way. Well, there's the nice way of the Word, and we're just like, no, we'll do this. And God, all right, we'll go this way. Oh, no.
Come on.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, from glory to glory, He's changing me. What's the real trial of the day? What is God bringing you to? It's time for the greatest overcoming to happen. A man to overcome himself. Hallelujah. We've had men overcome nations. We've had men overcome complexes and things. And we've had David's conquer nations. We've had a church go and spread the gospel. But what's God looking for now at the very end is when the devil was loosed and I think it's 200 million demons were allowed to go free and circle the earth. He's looking for those that will whip every one of them.
Amen.
Who will stand on the word when it ain't popular.
Yes.
And it ain't no more. No, it ain't. It's hard to tell your even your message friends, no, I'm not doing that. I'm going to go to church. Our family, we didn't do our devotions yet. We got to leave.
Right.
Oh, but we're about to do. No, I'm sorry.
Right.
We're going to go. Oh, but we're just going to do this little thing here. No. We're going to leave now.
Right.
That's right. Hallelujah. And if they don't love you for that, you probably don't want to be around them.
See,
if I'm around a sinner, I expect that behavior.
Right.
If I'm around a believer, the Bible tells me, you don't treat him like a brother. You tell him once. Say, look, brother, we don't need to be doing that.
Yeah.
Come on. You're getting awfully quiet because you need a backbone in the Word. That's what you need. You need to know that you're with God and that He is our judge.
Amen.
No one else. That's right. And when the prophet says things, that's what I'm doing, brother. I'm sorry. I love you. But, I'm going to church. You know, I need to read my Bible first. I need to spend some time with the Lord. I need to spend time with my family.
Right.
I don't need to go goofing off from pillar to post. I need to go raise my children before the devil tries to.
Amen.
Oh, well, you don't think you let the devil, but we just plop them down right here and say, here you go, here's the devil for you. Go ahead and watch it.
Yeah.
That's the problem. I ain't saying it's wrong to show them some, but what are you showing them? I'm more careful of my children than myself, and that's a shame too. Sometimes I catch myself watching something. I'm like, you know what, this is dumb. But when it comes to my kids, I'm like, whoa, if it ain't about the word, I don't even want them. Because God forgive me. I hope you understand.
Yes.
We all got our trials and things too. That's right. And it is easy access. But look, you can control what your kids see.
Amen.
That's right. Unless you just leave it all over the place and just be irresponsible all the time. No, don't leave the iPad there. I've learned that. You can't even let them watch something without you paying attention because anymore they just click, 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 and they're watching who knows what.
That's right.
I caught it one time. It wasn't pornography, thank the Lord, but it was bad. And I'm like, whoa, give me that.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Right. Sure.
But it's just too hard. No, it ain't. You want to know what to do? It's going to be real deep and real hard. Just do it.
Amen.
Just do it. That's right. When Jehu went, I'm trying to close. Praise the Lord. Do you love him today?
Yes.
Say, you're just blabbing, brother. No, I'm not. It's the word.
Yes.
I know. I
don't
even got a Bible up here no more.
Yes.
Jehu one time, remember, he was cleaning out house. And what did the word of the Lord say? Kill them all.
Yep.
Get them all. And he said, I want all the worshipers of Baal. Come on in here. We're going to have a big sacrifice to Baal. And he said, go through and find out. Is there anybody that worships God here? And they went through. Or the Lord is what he said. He said, Nope, they're all just Baal. He walked outside, told 80 servants, kill them all. If any of them come out, you're dead.
That's right. Yep.
And they, you know what they did? Killed them all. You know what they did, all the images? Oh, they left them there and say, well, it's all right. You know, we don't want to offend their heritage. Kicked it all off the walls. That's right.
Uh-huh.
Tore down the idols. You know, we all want progressive revival. No, I want real revival.
Amen.
I want all sin destroyed. I want it all out of my life. I don't want to blimp. I don't want to just progress out of it. Let's tear it up and burn it.
Uh-huh.
Build an altar to the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Let's stand together today. Thank the Lord Jesus. F dead. Hallelujah. Let me take a drink here. This is the evening time. It's later than you think. Yes. All praises. The bride is preparing now for her Lord to meet. All things are ready now.
Hallelujah.
The bridegroom I hear.
Have you heard his voice today? Take up the challenge and believe God. Believe His Word. Apply the blood to your life. Apply it all over the door. Say, Lord, let nothing but the Word come into my heart. Let nothing but the Word come into my life. Hallelujah. Oh, this is the evening shadows are falling. I want to be ready, Lord. It's later than you think. Bride is preparing now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sing it with all your heart.
Oh, all things are ready.
Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus.
The bridegroom I hear.
Hallelujah.
He that hath been near to
Oh, thank you, Lord. Our heads before him this afternoon. Dad plays a song. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I pray you've heard from the Spirit of God that spoke to us today. That we've diddle-daddled in the things of the world too long, church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody will say with an honest heart, Lord, I've been wrong. I've been buckling under the pressures of this life. I've allowed it to make me do things that I shouldn't be doing. To live in things that aren't the Word. And Lord, I'm asking you, forgive me and help me. And I surrender it to you. God bless you. God sees your hands. Oh my. God bless you. God bless you, saints. Hallelujah. Now you look at that thing that the devil did to you. You've got to recognize that God is greater than that. Because until you believe, I could dump oil on you all night. We could scream and holler and run around and have a good emotional time. It won't do it. You got to recognize that this is not the devil's bluffing you, but you understand this is a real battle. If he can get you to bluff, he'll destroy you with your own power and God. That's his goal. And if you're not living right, he's got you. Repent. Don't wait till tomorrow. Repent now. Don't wait for the preacher. Don't wait until it feels right. It's always right to repent of sins. It's always right to give your heart back to God. It's always right to kick the sin out of your life. Like we said, not progressive. Take it out, full-hearted. That's the reason you don't get delivered. You take away half of it. And you leave the other half, and what begins to happen? It's just like a weed. You just cut it off with a weed whacker, be back tomorrow. But if you'll let the Holy Spirit, with a strong hand of faith, take that word, dig down deep, and pull that root all the way out, oh, it'll hurt, trust me. It'll hurt. It'll cost you some tears. It'll cost you friends. It'll cost you popularity. Might cost you money. Might cost you your job. It might cost you who knows what. It might cost you your pride. But if you don't get it out, that root of bitterness will destroy you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. But I'm here to tell you, he's got the best medical hands that's ever been on the earth. He knows how to just pull it out just right. And then go over there and cover it right back up. Put the right seed in there. It'll grow into what you've always wanted to be. Don't worry about your neighbor right now as we have our heads bowed still. Hallelujah. Is there a soul here who would like to take up the challenge of being a Christian in Laodicea? With a raised hand, say, Lord, that I take the challenge. By the Spirit of God that's in me. If you don't have the Spirit of God, you don't have the courage. You'll never have the courage to overcome Satan. You'll never have the courage to say that isn't feelings, it's not emotions, but this is the true living God trying to get me to do what's right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you feel His presence around you? Because that's who He is. He's the living Word. He's here today, and He'll make true what I've said this afternoon. This ain't time to waste.
It's time to redeem for the kingdom of God. Flee to the cross, children. Flee to Christ. Flee to the Word. Don't be ashamed of Him. Let His blood so cover you that everyone will look at you and know that's a Christian. That's a real one. That's one that comes right out of the book of Acts. That's one that doesn't compromise or make excuses. That's one that really loves the Lord. Hallelujah. How many fathers want to say, Lord, I want to be the father I'm supposed to be. I want to lead my children the right way. God bless you, sir. Hallelujah. God bless you, brother. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. God bless you. I want to lead my home. I want to, even if they're not at your home, you still are a leader to them. You're still a witness of the life of Christ. Live it with all your heart. Say, Lord, I made a mess when they were in my home. What now? Look, you can't do nothing about that. You're here today. You can do that. If you're a son and want to be a right son, hallelujah. Say, Lord, that's me. I want to be faithful. A right mother, right grandmother, a daughter. Hallelujah. I want to be someone that people know that I'm in contact with God. That I don't have to have an eagle belt buckle on. I don't have to have all kinds of religious symbols for people to understand that I'm a Christian. But they know just by how I act that it's not me, but it's Christ that lives in me. Oh, God. Oh, that should be any Christian's desire. Don't halfway surrender. Give it all now. Say, Lord, I need it. I need you. Lord, it's too late in the hour. It's too late for playing games. It's too late for doubts and frustrations. Hallelujah. Lord, I want that assurance in my soul. You can have it today. Take the challenge against unbelief. Take the challenge against your doubt. Take the challenge against the TV. Take the challenge against the pressures of this world and the loves you had before you were converted. If they're still there, you need a conversion, but that doesn't mean the devil won't tempt you with them. Yes, he will. Hallelujah. Cling to the cross. Cling to the cross. God, give us revelation today. Does anybody here want the baptism of the Holy Ghost? Would you raise your hands and say, Lord, fill me. It can be anew. I'm not trying to take your conversion away. Sometimes we get all worked up like that. If I can talk you out of your conversion, then you could be talked in and out and everything else. You got to know where you stand with God. If you need a breakthrough, breakthrough. Hallelujah. You're entering the Word now. That's Christ that's coming in the service. He keeps saturating. Why? Trying to get deeper into you. Trying to get down to the soul. Don't say it can't happen. Look, we got young people here who come forward and say, I want to be a better kid. I want to be a better boy. I want to be a better girl. Where's that put us, adults? Where's your room for pride? Where's your room to say, it's okay that I live in sin? No, it isn't. Hallelujah. It's okay that I'm not raising my kids. I'm letting the internet raise them. Hallelujah. I don't read to them the Bible. They'll pick it up themselves. Brother, sister, God called you to steward them children. Grandparents, you're the same. He called you to do that as well. He said your children and your children's children. Hallelujah. Don't bring a reproach on Christ. Don't fit in. Don't worry about that. I'm fitting out. We're getting out of here. I'm fit to leave. I'm fit because I'm a Christian ready to get in a translation. That's the mold I want to be in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Put your whole life in the blood now in the name of Jesus Christ. Be free of sin. Be free of shame. Be free of your desires for the world. If you'll be honest, God will deliver you today. He's all over this place. Glory to God. Can you have the faith just to reach up and say, Lord, it's mine. It's my inheritance. I don't care if you're 2 years old. I don't care if you're 100. If you need something from God, you've got to believe Him. You've got to take the challenge. You can't complain about it. You can't make excuses. You got to say, God, You ordained this in my life, and I accept it, and I commit it to you for your glory. I've been wrong, I've made a shame, I've whined and complained, but Lord, I'm coming back this afternoon. Don't bring your excuses, bring your faith. Hallelujah. Think of all that He has done for you. Think of all the times that you've asked Him to help and He did. Don't look that bloody face in the eyes and not show Him love. Not show Him appreciation. Just turn your back on Him and do the things of the world. Brother, sister, you've lived too long for the devil. Live for Him. Live for Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's nothing else to be done. It's up to your faith now. It's up to your faith to receive it. And say, Lord, it's just not a thought, but it's now a word that's been manifested in my life. This is a predestinated moment. And I believe I'm part of the bride of Christ. I believe I'm getting ready to leave. And you might have a lost loved one. Say, Lord, I believe I'm called to bring them with me. You've got to believe that now. You've got to believe that with all your heart. Hallelujah. That if Acts 2:38 is true, so is 39 and 40. Repent, be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Remission of sins, you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children. Hallelujah. To them that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Oh, Jesus. Lord, help us. Lord, there's going to be emotion accompany it. But you got to know, Lord, I'm approaching this purely by the Word, purely by faith. I will not be denied my God-given right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Keep pressing on in, children. You've got to break through the veil. Break through all that unbelief till it shatters before you. Hallelujah. Oh, just praise Him. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You do what the Spirit tells you to. Be led up by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise you, Lord. And Jesus be the Lord of all. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Oh, glory to God. Grant it, Lord. Satan, you're so exposed. You have no power. We call your bluff in the name of Jesus Christ. Let these people go. Yes, Lord. Be the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus be the Lord of all. Jesus be the Lord of all. The King. Oh, hallelujah. You've got to surrender it now. Let's sing that surrender it, children. Jesus, I surrender all. Jesus, I surrender all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Surrender all. The King. Give Him every love and affection. Let the Holy Spirit saturate your soul. Jesus, I surrender all. Yes, Lord. Surrender all. Jesus, I. Yes, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. The King comes up my heart. Keep singing that. And Jesus, I feel the Holy Spirit moving just right. If you'd like prayer this afternoon, come quickly. Come believing and receive the promise of God today. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Come now, please. Come now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus, be the Lord of all. Jesus, be the Lord of all.
He's been blessing today.
Jesus, be the Lord.
Bless them, Lord, by your healing power in Jesus Christ, the Lord Christ. Amen.